Welcome to Wallace Books and the Jell-O Wars podcast. I'm your host, Bob Wallace. Whoever thought that children with cancer would be the ones to lift us from our existential funk? Their wisdom, simple and personal, yet profound and universal, helps us circumnavigate these perplexing times. And fortunately, you don't have to walk in their hospital slippers to benefit. Wallace Books presents Jell-O Wars and Other Battles with Childhood Cancer. It's a book, it's a podcast, and it's life-changing. Because the kids have much to teach, and we, the healthy, have much to learn. Thanks for showing up. This podcast is brought to you by Arizona Camp Sunrise and Sidekicks. Arizona Camp Sunrise was one of the first childhood oncology camps in the world. For nearly 40 years, they've been providing an awesome summer camp experience to children who have or have had cancer. And Arizona Camp Sidekicks offers the same fun for siblings of a child with cancer. The experience of a lifetime awaits. And thanks to the Southwest Kids Cancer Foundation, it's 100% free of charge. It's fun, it's exciting, and it's life-changing. Go to azcampsunrise.org and make a difference for both you and a child with cancer. azcampsunrise.org. Thank you for your support. Hey, welcome back. I'm Bob, and here we are, the final episode of Jell-O Wars, the podcast. For now, anyway. Thanks for joining me on this trip. The podcast, Wallace Books Presents Jell-O Wars, stemmed from the book, Jell-O Wars and Other Battles with Childhood Cancer, which in turn came from my nearly 30 years of observing and learning from kids who have or have had cancer. The kids are wise and have been my mentors for most of my adult life. I hope you've also taken to heart a little of their sage advice. We've recently completed another stellar summer at Arizona Camp Sunrise and Sidekicks. We spent a week with plenty of new children recently diagnosed with cancer and returning campers back for another week of fun and magic in the one place they're not labeled the cancer kid. And at Camp Sidekicks, we spent a week with the siblings of a child with cancer. Speaking of camp, Newsweek magazine named Arizona Camp Sunrise and Sidekicks as one of America's best summer camps, 2023. Now, how cool is that? For today's episode, we're stepping back just a couple of weeks at camp. It's the last chapter in the book and the last episode of this podcast. If you've enjoyed the Wallace Books podcast, please like and subscribe. And most importantly, share it with your friends via social media, over a chai tea latte, or at your weekly mud wrestling support group. Get the word out, because these kids have much to teach. And we, the healthy, have much to learn. Thanks for showing up. Now let's get back to Jell-O Wars. The View from the Porch. It's early, 5:30 a.m., and most of the camp is not yet awake. I'm sitting on a bench near the statue of Frank, enjoying my favorite vantage point while sipping chamomile tea. I listen to the birds and breathe in the mountain air. At our previous property, I spent my early morning moments of solitude sitting in one of the Adirondack chairs on the porch of the lodge. I sat there at all times, day and night. I sat there through monsoon rains, snowstorms, rainbows, and a metric buttload of sunshine. For over a quarter century, I sat there and eyed Christopher Mountain, keeping my eyes on the clearings, expecting a bear to amble past at any moment. Side note, as of yet, it hasn't happened. The bears are out there. I just haven't spied one. Yet. I won't lie. I do enjoy the early morning tranquility. Most of the time, camp is filled with excitement and noise and drama and ridiculous amounts of fun. It's joyous. But this is, too, a moment to myself. Peace, quiet, and a fragment of time to reflect on the enchantment camp imparts on the lives of campers, and in turn, their lives on mine. Camp is an analgesic for their pain, as they are for mine. Camp is my happy place. Not just mine, it's the happy place of many of my closest friends in Campoli. It's rare to be here alone, even for a moment. Down the hill is the clanking of pots and pans and the smell of bacon as the kitchen crew gets to work. Jello Wars and Other Battles with Childhood Cancer, the book and the podcast, started in the kitchen. Remember? I was going to share a magic recipe or something like that. But instead, we went on an epic road trip with ups and downs, left turns, right turns, pirates, ninjas, and snurfs. The one constant of the book and the podcast is the kids. Steadfast and stalwart, they've guided us to a unique vantage point, rarely achieved without enduring life-threatening trials. The children's wisdom, simple, profound, yet personal and universal, helps us circumnavigate these perplexing times. And fortunately, we don't have to walk in their hospital slippers to benefit from their knowledge. I think I've heard that before. We've all been gifted a different perspective on life and how to live it. I've been at camp for many of the most memorable moments of my adult life. It's been 29 years, over a quarter of a century. In that time, a lot of things have changed, and a lot of things have not. Kids are still kids, and cancer is still a thing. Childhood cancer remains a heartless supervillain, attempting to crush children's spirits and destroy families. But we have a whole camp full of superheroes who, once they wake, will not let that happen. Just like the Snurf, cancer bullied them, pushed them around, and kicked them while they were down. But cancer did not get the last word, because these kids are badass. They gave cancer an atomic wedgie and walked away. No, this is not a self-help book, and there is no magic recipe. What this has been is a window into the lives of children battling cancer, and an opportunity to gain their perspective without taking on their disease. Years ago, my friend Haley was my introduction to childhood cancer. Some of you were introduced through a child you love. Some are fighting the battle right now. And many of you became acquainted with childhood cancer through the children in this book. That brings us up to present. This year, 15,000 children in the U.S. will be robbed of their childhood and will literally fight for their lives against a disease they didn't cause and do not deserve. That's over 300,000 children worldwide. We're aware of the statistics, and, of course, the statistics are BS. Fortunately, there are doctors, nurses, scientists, and advocate groups working diligently to relieve the children's suffering and ease their pain. And there are childhood cancer camps, like Arizona Camp Sunrise, who believe in fun and miracles and living life every day. We've seen what can be accomplished by a child up against insurmountable odds. But what about us? What can we do? Me? You? Us? For starters, we can honor these children by adopting their attitude, their outlook, and their belief that life offers opportunities and hope. Then we can become childhood cancer advocates, fighting for the children too weak to stand up for themselves. If you aren't currently living an amazing life, the children of Arizona Camp Sunrise are here to help. Change your perspective, change your life. If somehow you haven't gleaned anything from these kids, all is not lost. Just turn to page one of the book and start reading. Or go back to episode one of this podcast. And after that, just turn the page. Like me, you have mentors to guide you now. The kids of Arizona Camp Sunrise have your back. Now get out there and live a more fulfilling life. As for me, I'll be right here, drinking tea, watching for bears, and breathing. There's no lack of childhood cancer camps, charities, and hospitals to which you can donate your money. Better yet, you can donate your time, your energy, and love. Thank you for spending time with the children of Arizona Camp Sunrise. Hopefully, it's been enriching. They have much to teach, and we, the healthy, have much to learn. Don't thank me, thank the kids. Thanks for tuning in to Wallace Books and the Jello Wars podcast. The kids of Arizona Camp Sunrise have been my greatest mentors, and they're here to assist you too. You can find additional episodes of the podcast and more about the book, Jello Wars and Other Battles with Childhood Cancer at wallacebooks.com. That's WALLASS.com. Just go to the website or search Wallace Books wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to subscribe and like. You can learn more about Arizona Camp Sunrise at azcampsunrise.org. Podcast theme music by M. Dub Music. Sound effects from Sonic Boom. Keep listening to Wallace Books' Jello Wars podcast and let the kids change your life for the better. See you down the road.